Forgiveness is more than overlooking an offense. Sin is a weight. It must be lifted. Sin is an exposure. It must be covered. Sin is a debt. It must be remitted. Sin is a sentence. The prisoner must be released. And through Jesus Christ, sin is sent away. Joseph's brother stood before him, burdened by the evil they had done. Please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin against you. Lift it up from upon us, take the weight we cannot bear. Do not leave it on the guilty, do not keep it standing there. Forgiveness lifts the crushing burden, takes it from the guilty man. It does not hold the past above him, it does not place it back again. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity, passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? You delight in mercy, you will have compassion, you will subdue our iniquities and cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Underneath the former covenant, sin remained exposed before Yahweh. Blood was placed upon the altar, covering the guilt from sight. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Year by year the priest returned there, year by year the blood was brought. The covering was real and holy, but the work was not complete. For the blood of goats and bullocks could not finish or remove. It concealed the condemnation, pointing forward to the truth. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity, passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? You delight in mercy, you will have compassion, you will subdue our iniquities and cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Christ came as the greater high priest through the tabernacle not made with hands, not by the blood of goats and calves, but once for all by his own blood. He bore our sins, he lifted them, he carried what was laid on us. He did not enter year by year. He obtained eternal redemption. This is my blood of the renewed covenant, which is shed for many, for the remission of sins. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. But where remission has been granted, there is no more offering for sin. Send the trespass from the sinner. Let it go and lay it down. Do not cover it and keep it. Send it outward, send it forth. Free the captive from his sentence, break the bondage of the debt. Open wide the prison doorway, do not hold the prisoner there. Show the favor he cannot purchase, grant the grace he cannot earn. Loose the chains that held him under, send him forth and let him go. Forgiveness lifts, forgiveness covers, forgiveness pardons what was owed. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, the burdened soul is sent forth whole. The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me,
because he has anointed me. To preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent me. To heal the brokenhearted. To proclaim release to the captives. Recovery of sight to the blind. To set at liberty those who are bruised. And to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh. The Jubilee has come in Christ. Debts released and captives freed. Not 7 times, but 70 times 7. Not a ledger counting every injury, but total and perpetual release. Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. And times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Repentance is a changed direction, not the sorrow of a man who has been caught. It is turning from the former pathway, bringing every deed beneath the word. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The record cleared, the life made clean, the penalty no longer stands. What was lifted, born and covered, will be cast where none can find it. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity, passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? You do not retain your anger forever, because you delight in mercy. You will turn again, you will have compassion. You will subdue our iniquities and cast all our sins into the depths of the seas. Sent away, released, blotted out, remembered no more. There is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared.